Hello, and welcome to the Evie Prince Series podcast. My name is Victoria Wright, inspirational writer and author of the Evie Prince Series, a trilogy of books that tells the story of a 40-something woman named Evie Prince who experiences a life-altering spiritual awakening. Evie's awakening causes her to question her life and seek answers. As a result, she finds herself in a place that she never thought she would be. Single, unemployed, and completely unsure of what to do next. This will not be your usual podcast. In each episode, I will read a chapter, then highlight key reminders that were included to help you, as they have helped me, on your journey of discovery and remembering what you know to be true, but have chosen to forget. To learn more about me in the series, please visit www.healingwords.online. Welcome back to One Deep Breath, a novel of truth and knowing. Written and narrated by Victoria Wright. Copyright 2022 by Victoria Wright. Today's episode is Chapter 16, Always With You. Tonight, Granddad was coming over for dinner and a movie. Interestingly, he asked that we have lobster and chowder. For some reason, though, he wanted me to make the chowder. You trust me making your chowder?
I taught you, right?
Yes, but I've never done it before. Will you watch to make sure that I don't make a mistake?
Sure. The hogs are fresh, so you can't mess it up.
He shucked and I ground them up. I made the roux, added the vegetables, potatoes, hogs, seasoning, and milk. Then I let it cook.
Stop looking in the pot. It's not going anywhere.
I just want to make sure it looks good.
Trust yourself, Evie. You know how to cook. I know it'll be amazing.
We steamed the lobsters, and then Granddad grabbed a couple of beers from the refrigerator, and we sat down to our feast.
Looks and smells great, Evie.
This is a hell of a dinner for midweek. Are we celebrating something?
Nope. Just wanted to make sure you knew what you were doing before I headed out.
Headed out? Where are you going?
You know, Evie, I will not be around forever.
Granddad, I just made this wonderful dinner. Let's not have this kind of talk now. You aren't going anywhere. Remember, not old, just wiser. After dinner, we enjoyed a good old sci-fi movie, then called it a night. Granddad gave me a hug and said,
"Thanks for dinner, kid. You did good."
Thanks, Granddad. I love you. See you tomorrow.
Not if I see you first.
Making Granddad's chowder had been an amazing accomplishment. It was like I had earned my stripes. For the next week, all I heard from Granddad was how good that chowder had turned out. Even Barbara from over at the library said that she had heard that I had learned how to make it. To surprise Granddad, I made him another pot, but this time I even dug the quahogs myself. However, when I slipped through the bushes to deliver it, I felt something was off. Granddad did not greet me. I knocked, but there was no answer. His truck was still in the driveway, so I opened the door slowly and could hear labored breathing. I rushed down the hall to Granddad's room. He was lying in bed, still in the sleep clothes from the night before. His face was pale. "Granddad! What's wrong?" In a soft but heavy voice, he said,
"Evie, I am tired."
Did you take your medicine?
"No, kid."
"What? Where is it? Let me call the hospital."
"No, Evie, no more."
I dropped to my knees at his bedside and took his hand. Please, no, Granddad, don't leave me. Please don't. I can't do this without you.
Evie, I've given you everything that I could in this physical world. The secrets that were kept from you have all been shared, and you've been told why we did what we did. Through the eyes of love, you took control. It opened your heart and allowed you to feel. You are a strong, indigenous woman, and I'm very proud to be your granddad. My time here is done. I have stayed long enough, and it's time for me to go home. Your grandmother and father have been waiting for me. I love you, my dear. Live your life to the fullest and enjoy this journey. Share your love and light with this world. Fly, my little bird. Fly.
With that, Granddad took his final breath, then slowly closed his eyes. I buckled over, unable to catch my breath. It was like someone had just punched me in the gut. All my wind was gone. Slowly the tears fell. Then I wiped my eyes, caught my breath, and raised my head. Looking at Granddad's peaceful face, I caressed his cheek, laid my head on his smooth, weathered hand, and sobbed. The spirit fire was lit and maintained until the funeral. It seemed like the entire island had known Granddad, and people were coming from everywhere to give their condolences. Hendrik, Reva, and Brian had all flown in for the service, but Steve was my emotional rock. He was the first person who I had called to tell the news, and he stayed with me through the entire process. I knew there was a part of him that felt like he had lost a family member as well. For the next couple of months, I couldn't do anything. No painting, limited phone calls, and no visitors. I felt lost. Hendrik would check in on me daily, either by call or text, but the conversations were short. Steve and Celeste would sneak in and leave me food to make sure I ate. Steve and Beth took over the something-something painting program in my absence. Luckily, the principal understood. Then, one morning, I heard a truck coming up the road. I went to the door to see who it was. Not recognizing the truck, I walked outside.
Evie?
Yes?
Hi, you may not remember me, but it's Louie. We met at the tribal offices a while ago.
Yes, I remember you. Hi, how can I help you?
It's time.
Time for what?
To set yourself free.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Before your granddad passed, he asked that, when the time was right, I take you out on the water so that you could release his ashes. Last night in my dreams, he came to me and said it was time. It's time to set you free.
What do you mean, set me free?
Evie, he is still here with us, with you. He knew you would feel an obligation to stay on the island. That is not what he wanted. He was so proud of you, and that you wanted to see new places and have new experiences. Adequan never wanted to hold you back during his life, and especially not now in death. He wants you to embrace your free spirit and truly live your life, to be free and do what you choose.
Tears stained my cheeks, and the lump in my throat kept me from saying a word. Grief overtook me. My body shook, shoulders slumped, and my weeping became increasingly louder, Louis came over and wrapped me in a loving hug. I miss him so much. I don't want to let him go. I sobbed out.
He's not gone. Only his physical body left this world. He is here with you now. Close your eyes and breathe. Take a deep breath and clear your mind. Feel his energy all around you.
At that moment, I could feel goosebumps run up and down my arms, and I felt a wonderful tingling sensation at the top of my head. Feeling that energy brought a smile to my face. I knew Louis was right. I knew Granddad was with me. But through my grief, I'd become closed off and could not feel him. I went into the house, grabbed a jacket and Granddad's urn, and then Louis helped me into his truck. We drove to the beach in silence. This would be the first time since Granddad's passing that I had been down to the water. When we got there, we climbed into the dinghy and Louis paddled us out to Granddad's boat. The keys were right where they always were, in the side compartment. Granddad never locked his boat. Everyone knew it was his, and he believed if someone stole it, then they needed it more than he did. Louis took us out slowly through the channel. Then once we were clear, he opened her up. The water was calm, and the ride was exhilarating. Just at the tip of the island, right in front of the lighthouse, Louis stopped the boat. The waves slapping against the hull was the only thing I could hear.
This is the place, Evie.
I looked at Louis, then walked to the front of the boat. I stood there, taking in the beauty of everything around me. The ocean, the lighthouse, and the clay cliffs. So strong and peaceful. Just like Granddad. Slowly, I opened the urn and let the soft breeze spread his ashes over the one place that he loved to be most, the ocean. Before closing the urn, I whispered, "Thank you, Granddad, for always being there for me, for teaching me, and helping me become the person I am today. I love you." I took a deep breath and looked up to the sky. At that moment, a hawk flew overhead and I heard Granddad whisper in my ear,
"Fly, my little bird, fly."
I woke early and went out on the deck. I missed hearing Granddad putzing around outside. Today, however, instead of crying about it, the thought brought a slight smile to my face. As each new day passed, I felt a peace growing within me. Today, I would get out and start living my life again. As that thought crossed my mind, I heard a hawk's cry. Under my breath, I said, "Good morning, Granddad." My desire to get out brought me to the lighthouse. It was quiet, so I took the opportunity to meditate against her. Her coolness and strength ran throughout my body. I slipped easily into meditation and was greeted by my mother. Her warmth surrounded me like a loving hug. Quietly, I heard,
"Evie, it is your turn. Take the leap."
I opened my eyes and knew exactly what to do. I took one deep breath and declared, "It's time."
Reminder, when someone passes on, it is just the physical body that leaves us. The person's spirit is always with us, always around us, and always protecting us.